The strategies we used in the project were clear communication, stakeholder mapping, setting expectations, and regular feedback loops, conflict resolution. Like where in the clear communication, I ensure regular transparent communication within stakeholders at all levels. I set up weekly status updates, monthly reviews to keep them informed about the progress, challenges, and any potential delays. And whereas in stakeholder mapping, at the start of each project, I identify all stakeholders, including executives, department leads, and end users. I assess their interest and influence on the project to tailor communication and involvement accordingly. For example, executive stakeholder focused on ROI and timelines, while end users were more concerned with usability. For the next, setting expectations early on, I set clear expectations regarding project goals, timelines, and deliverables. I also discussed potential risk and how we would address them. This helped manage stakeholder concerns proactively and avoid surprises later on. For the regular feedback loops, I facilitated feedback sessions with stakeholders throughout the project. This was especially important during the testing and deployment phases. Gathering feedback allowed us to address concerns early and define the solution to meet stakeholder needs. And for the last, conflict resolution, when conflicts or disagreements arose, I acted as a mediator to find solutions that aligned with the project goals. I maintained a solution-focused approach and made sure all parties felt heard, which helped maintain a positive relationship. These are the strategies that help to ensure stakeholder engagement, satisfaction, and alignment with the project objective.